Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. When the first frontiersmen arrived in 1851, there were some 9,500 Indians living in the Rogue Valley. At the end of the Rogue Indian Wars 6 years later, only 2,000 Indians were left. Stephen Dow Beckham's classic book titled Requiem for a People says the Indians' near extinction resulted from the Euro-Americans' diseases, vices, technology, and racial prejudice. Beckham, now a Lewis and Clark history professor emeritus, wrote that Valley Indians belonged to three linguistic groups, the Athapascan, Tekelman, and the Shaston. In 1851, there were about 8,800 Athapascans, 500 Tekelmans, and 250 Shastons. The Oregon State University Press calls Beckham's book, first published 42 years ago when he was at Linfield College, the only complete record of the region's Native Americans and the destruction of their ages-old lifeways in the 1850s boom of gold rush and the scramble for donation land claims. In republishing the book in 1996, the OSU Press said Beckham chronicles how what had been a land of abundance, fields rich with seeds and edible lilies, wild game, timber, and streams filled with life-sustaining fish, endured significant upset, driving the Indians from their homes and to the brink of starvation. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.